We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Late to the party, Casey Musgrave. That's the theme this week. Here's Jason King. How you doing, Jason?
Doing great, Bob. It's good to talk to you, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we're always happy to have you on. Of course, you work for Bleacher Report, doing some great work, and I see that you're moving back to your roots.
I am. You know, I've lived in Kansas City 20 years now. I came up here straight out of college and covered the Jayhawks for the Star for about 7 years, and then covered National College Basketball for, you know, a variety of sites, but all the while just kind of maintained my residence in KC. But I don't know, Bob, I'm ready to kind of get back to Texas, to Dallas, where I'm from, and got some family business to kind of tend to down there, so it's kind of bittersweet. Kansas is kind of a part of me now, but yeah, just hopefully I'll get rejuvenated and with the move, and good things will happen.
All right. Well, Jason King with us has a book out called Beyond the Streak, Untold Stories from Kansas Basketball's Unrivaled Big 12 Reign, and it is unrivaled. You're going to be in Wichita. Is it this Saturday, Jason?
Yep. Got to have a book signing there with Devontae Graham. He will be with me in the Kansas Sampler on Rock Road Saturday from 10 to noon. And we get a series of signings with Devontae here in Kansas City. In Lawrence, Topeka, about a month ago, right before the draft, and a great turnout. He's so good with fans. You know, he takes pictures with anyone that wants to, and if you do buy the book, that's good to get autographs on any two items of your choice. It doesn't have to be the book. It could be a ball, a jersey, whatever. But and that includes a picture as well. So, you know, he covered Devontae as well, Bob. There are not many Jayhawks I can think of since I've been covering them for about 17, 18 years is adored and by fans of him. I mean, he just has that personality that really made him a favorite. And I think the turnout would be great. I heard that when they had their barnstorming tour there in Wichita a few months ago, the fans really showed up for that. And I hope a lot of them will come out Saturday.
So you got about 500 pages in this book, kind of an oral history type of thing. I imagine the reporting, and you had a book previous, Beyond the Fog. So just what kind of time went into producing something like this?
Yeah, it was quite an undertaking. I did it last summer with a little bit of help from C.J. Moore, a guy that wrote with me at Bleacher Report for a while. We actually ended up interviewing 107 people. It's not just KU players. It's we went out and interviewed pretty much every Big 12 coach that they've competed against during this streak, and a lot of really big name opponents. I even was able to get a hold of Kevin Durant and met him at the Peach Jam, and he gave me 10 minutes of his time to talk about the big game he had against KU in 2007. You know, Jacob Pullen, George Yang, you know, Quincy Ace, Bear Jackson, tons of guys, pretty much all the good. That Missouri game in 2012, the last ever KU Missouri game, Allen Fieldhouse interviewed all the key players from Missouri in that game, and Frank Kay. So it's just really going back kind of down memory lane. It's not just rehashes of games and things of that sort. Certainly there's some key games that were talked about in depth, including the game against Wichita State. Got Fred VanVleet and Greg Marshall to talk for this book. But it's more just about what all goes into building a dynasty like they've built here with this Big 12 streak. And a lot of fun behind-the-scenes stories, locker room tales, fights, jokes, pretty much anything to think of. So I had a good time doing it, especially after covering the team for so long, just to go back and reunite with some of those guys and chat with them. They're, you know, time kind of loosens lips, you know. I tell people probably the worst chapter or two in the book, you know, deal most recent seasons, because the Frank Masons and the Josh Jacksons and the Wayne Seldons of the world are still kind of reluctant to talk. They're still in their KU guarded mode. But, you know, when you get a hold of Marcus Morris and Joel Embiid and Thomas Robinson, Keith Langford, those guys, they're very, very open and candid. To me, that's what makes for those great stories.
Jason King will be at the Kansas Sampler, 3053 North Rock Road, coming up Saturday from 10 until, is it 10 until noon or noon until 2, Jason?
10 to noon.
Yep. Signing copies of his books along with Devontae Graham. So this streak, 14 in a row, it defies logic. You're trying to find a logic when you write about it. What stands out most? Is it this? Why can't somebody unseat KU? What's going on?
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I mean, and I think you would probably agree, part of it's the Big 12, and I certainly don't mean to rip on the Big 12, because I think it's a good conference. And guys, look at the players that have come through this league with Michael Beasley, Buddy Hield, Kevin Durant, Marcus Aldridge. But I do think that, you know, teams have had trouble maintaining consistency, you know, in this league. All those guys I just mentioned were only here for a year or two, and there's been so much turnover with star players and you know, and I think the one-and-done rule or the early entry rule has really hurt a lot of programs like Texas and Kansas State and things like that. But I also think that, you know, Kansas's home court advantage is basically like on any other in the country. And basically every year now, you know, with 18 games, they're for this past season, it feels like they're almost starting off 9-0. And you know, I mean, there's a lot of coaches that may think they get calls at home or whatever it may be. But, you know, there's some things working in their favor there with that home court advantage. But at the end of the day, though, I mean, I think that you're dealing with the coach and Bill Self, who is at the very, very top of his profession and has been for a long time. There's just aren't many out there that are as good as he is. And to be able to do it year in and year out with some – I mean, they have a lot of turnover, too. But to me, the players that key this streak and that win this streak for them aren't just the Joel Embiid and the Andrew Wigginses and the Josh Jacksons. I mean, it really is the Landon Lucas kind of guys, the Jamari Traylors, the Michael Lees, you know, the Brady Morningstar, Tyrell Reed type of guys. You know, those 3- and 4-year players, he really, really develops guys as well and develops chemistry on his teams. That's pretty much been unmatched in the league. So, I just think you're dealing with an elite coach that has the best home court advantage in college basketball.
So I'd imagine that KU has to be kind of an overwhelming favorite. You know, we're still a few months away, mm-hmm. but just with the roster that they have, I guess the only question is, what does Bill Self do with the roster that is 10, 11 deep?
I'm with you. I feel like this coming season, I mean, when you just look at it on paper, I feel like I hate to call them a shoe-in to win this one, but I just feel like there's so much separation between Kansas and the rest of the league and during the season. Now, a lot of it has to do with the good teams losing a lot of people. I mean, West Virginia lost their top guards and, you know, they lost a lot of people. Oklahoma's losing. I mean, so that's part of it. You know, K-State certainly returns a lot, and they'll be a challenger. But at the same time, I mean, I do think that there's going to be some speed bumps early. I mean, when you're playing this many freshmen, you know, especially some of these guards that are going to have to play a lot in, newcomers like a Charlie Moore. I mean, it may take a little while for that chemistry to develop. And, you know, sometimes chemistry is impacted by, you know, certain guys not getting minutes they had hoped for. And then there's locker room upheaval or whatever. I just use upheaval because it's never been that bad, obviously. But, I mean, I do think they'll have to deal with some stuff early on. But I certainly think by the time Big 12 play rolls around, especially with some of these teams taking a step back, I feel like they'll be okay. It's going to be, I think the bigger goal this year is going to be getting that Final Four and winning a national championship, because they'll have as good a chance as anyone this year to do it based on talent.
Jason King with us, senior writer for Bleacher Report. What's been more fun in your career, writing about KU and covering basketball and football, or going to check in on Kamala and seeing how his health is?
You know,
I know you're a wrestling guy, and I love that about you.
Yeah, well, I think just in general, the best part of my career is you know, everyone thinks being a sports writer is all about going to games and covering games and following sports and talking about teams and X's and O's. And that was kind of the focal point of my career for a while. But what I really have gotten to enjoy is just being a storyteller and going out and digging deep on stories and getting to know people, especially people that have faced adversity in their lives and telling good stories. You know, I mean, that's what's great about sports. There's so many people out there with good stories to tell, and sports can be such a vehicle for a lot of people to kind of change their lives. And with Kamala the Ugandan Giant, I mean, his story, the reason I did that is when I was a kid, I went to the wrestling matches every Friday night for about 4 years. And at the Dallas Sportatorium, it was the Kamala and the Missing Link and the Von Erichs and the Great Kabuki and the Freebirds. And I was always scared to death of Kamala. I was about 8 years old, and every time he wrestled, I would run to the top row of the arena. Because he would come out there in his mask, and you know, supposedly he was this cannibal, you know, from the jungle, and I was scared of him. And so I continued to watch wrestling, but then I fell out of it around 17, 18 years old. You know, one day I was just Googling, like, I was like, whatever happened to my favorite wrestlers? And I found out about 4 or 5 years ago that Kamala was now living in this tiny little house out in the kind of in the sticks in Memphis, basically broke and had lost both legs to diabetes. And I just, you know, felt terrible and started kind of doing some research on him, found some YouTube clips or whatever, and was able to contact him through a guy that had written his book. I contacted the author, he put me in touch with Kamala, went out there, did a big piece on him. And I was just amazed at how many people remembered Kamala. The article got 1.6 million clicks, and everyone was like, you know, you should start a GoFundMe page for this guy. And honestly, that's kind of not what journalists are supposed to do, but I thought, man, this is wrestling. It's a unique situation. You know, like, who cares? You know, so I did it, and it raised like $40,000. And, you know, to be able to take him that money, and, you know, he was in a lot of debt and things of that sort, had some medical bills. You know, so, I mean, it was just real gratifying. And so that's a memorable thing I've done in my career. And there's a lot of stories like that where I feel like I've just, you know, gone and dug deep on an issue and told a good story, and people were moved by it in some way. So that's kind of what I like about this business, more so than, you know, being at all the big games and keep the score.
All right. Well, congratulations on your book and your continued rise as an author. You'll be at the Kansas Sampler coming up Sunday from 10 to noon with Devontae Graham signing copies of your book. Thanks, Jason.
Hey, Bob, thank you. Real quick, it's Saturday from 10 to noon.
Saturday from 10 to noon.
Yeah, Saturday from 10 to noon. Hope to see everyone, and hope to see you too soon, Bob. Appreciate you having me on.
Take care. All right.
I thought you said Saturday.
I thought I did, too. Did I not?
I don't know.
Who knows what I say anymore? It's getting to the point where this thing could go off the rails at any moment.
Could.
And that's okay. They'll escort me out, put me in my car, and I'll drive off into hopefully the right direction.
Well, we look forward to it.
What do I care? At some point, you reach an age where you don't care.
Absolutely. I'm not quite.
You're not there yet.
I've been there for 7 years.
No, you're not even close to there yet. Let's get Ed in. Hello, Ed. You're on the show.
Hey, this is Ed, Easy Ed Wiskowski. I want to ask you one question, Bob. 1970 Dairy Queen, what was Wednesday night special?
I wish I knew who this was, really. The Wednesday night special, I think, was onion rings.
He didn't even serve food down there at the Dairy Queen under the water tower.
Oh, we serve food. We serve food.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Hey, wait.
We got to go. Sorry.
What?
We got tickets to give away. NBC World Series. We have several pair. We'll give away two pair. First two callers to Andrew. Get two pair of tickets to the NBC World Series. You can use these from, there you go.
Back for the World Series.
Jeff will be back to wrap it up after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.